The army controlling the streets of Ayacucho. Don't shoot, a woman shouts. Demonstrators in the Andean city were contained by security forces, but the protest turned deadly. Health officials say at least 7 people were killed and more than 50 wounded as protesters tried to overrun the local airport. Aided by the army, thousands of policemen were deployed in the capital. Many demonstrators marched peacefully. Others clashed with police. The Human Rights Office asked for security forces not to use deadly force. Former President Pedro Castillo blamed President Dina Boluarte for the unrest in a handwritten letter as he waited for the verdict. The judge overseeing Castillo's case said he promoted the public's disturbance of the peace and on Thursday ordered Castillo to remain in custody for 18 months for the crimes of rebellion and conspiracy. Some supporters blame Congress for his demise.
It would have been a different story if Congress had let him work, but no, they only wanted to fill his post.
Now the lookout for most Peruvians is for everyone to leave.
These protesters say they don't want to wait till the end of 2023 for new general elections. They say they want to pressure lawmakers for change now.
That Congress does not represent us. It has no legitimacy. It has only 5% approval. How can they vacate a president?
President Dina Boluarte has declared a 30-day state of emergency. 15 regions are now under curfew for 5 days.
I call on Congress to make the best decisions, to shorten the deadlines and make the necessary reforms. We are all leaving here.
Now many say the country is in the hands of lawmakers. The longer they take to bring forward the elections, the more people will rise up against them. Mariana Sanchez, Al Jazeera, Lima, Peru.